Yeah, 17 past 8, and that means it is time to see whether we can rehome a pet in conjunction with Bark Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. And we have Kayla with us. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning. How are we today?
We are very well indeed. Thank you. Now, Steve and I have been scratching our heads here, wondering about this beautiful little black cat, a predominantly black cat, by the name of Beer Man. Where did Beer Man come from?
We have a couple of pen pals here at Bark. We have some lovely people who like to knit us blankets and all that for the animals, and they occasionally write us letters. And one of our most frequent pen pals actually started then giving us name suggestions. So I think we've got something close to 50-odd names now.
Wow.
And some are pretty standard and some are super quirky, but they're all a lot of fun.
So you're not going to get an alcoholic cat if you pick this one up then, are you? This lovely cat. Can you describe him for us? That's a good start.
He is the blokiest bloke of a cat ever. He is just an absolute, I think I'd use the word legend in writing his bio.
Oh, great.
He's a massive kitten. So he's 3-something kilos at only 6 months of age.
Oh.
He's just this big, chubby, awesome dude who just loves to play and chill out. And oh, he's just fantastic.
Yeah, you should call him Steve-O.
almost.
Yeah, so you've called him a big buffy boy. So
yeah.
Obviously his social interaction is quite advanced despite the young age.
Yeah. So he's very full of energy, very loving. He's just a good all-rounder kind of cat. He loves to play, and he plays really hard because of obviously how big he is. But he's hilarious. Like, you'd be walking through the cat adoptions, and you'll see all the staff in there on their lunch break hanging out with him because he makes everything better. He is just awesome.
So he sounds like he might not be too hard to rehome. He sounds like one of those ideal cats. How do people go about doing
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Yeah, how would people do that, though, if it's the first-time listener? How would somebody get hold of a cat from Bark?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first step is anybody who's looking to adopt an animal, keeping an eye on our website. All of our animals that go up for adoption all get listed there. They've got photos, bios, and it's really important to have a read over of those bios because we put all that important information about an animal, such as with Beer Man, he'd pretty much be okay for any home or family environment. But some animals, you know, they need to be away from other cats, other dogs, children, and that's all listed on there. So if you find the right animal that's got the right requirements on it, just give us a call. We book you an appointment to come in and have a meet and greet. And if everything goes well and all the boxes are ticked, we proceed to an adoption.
Well, I tell you what, both Steve and I have been looking at Beer Man and going that, we would love to be dad and dad, maybe shared custody. I mean, it's quite allowable these days, so, you know.
It is absolutely allowable, and we are happy to adopt to any sort of family.
Terrific. Well, listen, thanks very much. We'll put that up on our website as well, as it's already on our Facebook page and, of course, on your website. So good luck with that. As always, great to chat and look forward to talking again very soon.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for having me, gent.
Good on you, Kayla. Thanks very much indeed. Kayla from Bark Bendigo Animal Relief Centre.
She just called us gents. It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
She doesn't know.